Well, good morning, everybody. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15. Today we're going to look at a verse out of Proverbs 15, a verse out of 16, and a verse out of 17. Today we're going to look at what Proverbs says about stuff. We're going to look at wisdom about stuff. You know, stuff like houses, land, cars, stuff. Stuff like, and I don't know what the obsession with this is, but stuff like golf carts and pole barns. Everybody my age and younger needs a golf cart on a eighth of an acre, but I got to have a golf cart and I got to have a pole barn or I can't keep up with my neighbors. Houses, land, cars, golf carts, pole barns, pools, boats, golden doodles. Stuff. Today we're going to look at wisdom about stuff in Proverbs. I want you to know, though, listen, I'm not here this morning, and Proverbs certainly is not beating up on these things. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. In fact, it's become popular in the last 10 years. I remember it's about 12 years ago. TC and I were talking about this over the weekend. It's about 12 years ago it first came on my radar, but it has started to become popular to fuss about the American dream. And I don't know why everybody, even Christians, want to fuss about the American dream. Or America. Everybody seems obsessed with tearing down America. Everybody's mad at America, hates America. America's what's wrong with me and the world. And I love America. I mean, we're afforded great opportunities here. We don't deserve them, but we are fortunate. We're blessed to live in America. Many people throughout history and many people in the world today don't have the opportunities that we have here. I love America. And so I want you to understand there's nothing wrong or sinful about working hard or having these things and enjoying these things. Now, we're blessed to live in a country like this. I want to say it one more time because I don't want to be misrepresented here. There's nothing wrong with wanting stuff or having stuff. If you have a house, if you have land, if you have cars, if you have golf carts and pole barns and pools, I don't have a pool. If you have a pool, I'm not mad at you. Or boats, if you have golden doodles. There's nothing wrong with wanting those things or having those things. But listen to me. Things get sideways when we forget what matters more than all of that stuff. Sin and folly creep in when we lose sight of what matters most. When those things become most important, we begin to get into trouble. You remember 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "The love of money," or stuff, "is the root of all kinds of evil." All kinds of trouble comes from a preoccupation with these things. So it's important this morning that we hear what Proverbs has to say about stuff. It's very important, maybe, to refocus our sights. Proverbs gives us wisdom about stuff through at least a few statements that are structured like this. Better is blank than blank. Proverbs gives us wisdom about stuff through some better than statements. I want you to look at these. We put them on the screen, but I want you to put your eyes on your Bible as well. Look at Proverbs 15, 17. Proverbs 15, 17 says, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is, than a fattened ox and hatred with it." You hear that "better than" statement? Look at Proverbs 16:8. Proverbs 16:8. "Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice." Look at Proverbs 17:1. "Better is a dry morsel with quiet than a house full of feasting with strife." You hear those better than statements? I want us to look at those three statements, those three better than sayings together this morning, and notice how they give us wisdom about stuff. I also want you to notice with each of these, there are actually four possibilities. So look at Proverbs 15, 17 with me. Proverbs 15, 17. Read it again. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fattened ox and hatred with it. As we think about this better than statement, we realize there are actually four possibilities with this scenario. And you see it on the screen. On the one hand, you have like vegetables, so herbs. You have vegetables with love. That's an option. But if you think about this, it's also possible to have vegetables and hatred. You know, the raw end of the deal on both sides, right? But then you can have meat with hatred. But y'all, it's also possible that you have meat and love. Like that would be great too. So with each of these better than sayings, there are four possibilities that are present. Vegetables with love, vegetables with hatred, meat with hatred, meat with love. Now in this, I just want to, if you're a vegetarian, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but I do want you to see that it's true in God's word that vegetables are presented in the category of less desirable scenario, less desirable than meat. Just throwing that out there. Vegetables and hatred are the less desirables, and obviously meat and love are what would be desirable. But the arrangement of these better than statements draws our attention to which of these things matters most. The design of these better than statements give us wisdom by drawing out and pointing out to us what matters most. It's kind of like those Facebook posts. Have you seen the Facebook post where it's like a log cabin somewhere, some beach house or something, and it's like, would you live here with no internet service or cell phones? You've seen those things. Like, which would you rather have? It's kind of like that. Or my favorite is, would you slap your friend for $1 million? I'm not. Where's my pen? I need to write down some new items on my prayer list. I saw too many. Look, so I've been thinking a lot about this. Evan Cohen, many of you know Evan Cohen. Evan Cohen is my best friend in the whole wide world, other than TC. She's got him beat. But outside of family, Evan Cohen is my best friend. And I was thinking, would I slap Evan for $1 million? No way. Why wouldn't I slap Evan for $1 million? Because he matters more to me than money. Now, he'd probably slap me for $5. If you see him, tell him what he means to me and see if he feels the same way and let me know, okay? But the design of these better than statements are to draw our attention to what matters most by the way these options are presented. So here in 15:17, of these four possibilities, which one would you rather have? You would rather, if you had your choice, you would rather have meat and love. Like, I would love to have the best of both of those. But this better than structure draws out a point. The point is drawn out as which one of them. I know you want both. Good, good. You want to have your cake and eat it too. Cool. But the design of these better than statements, the wisdom in them, is to make us consider which one would you give up for the other. This is the wisdom we have from Proverbs. Which one would you be willing to do without? Meat or love? The point is, it'd be better to have a dinner of herbs and have love. It'd be better to do without meat to have love, because love matters most. Love, obviously, is more important than having plenty of the best food. Look at Proverbs 16:8. You see the same scenario there. Proverbs 16:8 says, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. Now, righteousness here would speak of, righteousness in the Bible is a loaded term. But it would be speaking of character, integrity, and just doing things the right way. Not getting ahead by cheating. Injustice in this verse would be like cheating, taking the shortcuts, doing things without integrity to gain more wealth. But in this scenario, you have four possibilities again. There's the possibility of having a little with righteousness, but there's also the possibility that you could have a little and still be crooked and a cheater, still have injustice. You can have great wealth with injustice, but also it's a possibility that you can have great wealth and righteousness. You could still have great wealth and be a man of character, a man of integrity, a man like that's Christ-like in his love for God and others. So of these four possibilities, which one would you prefer of those four options? Again, it'd be the last one, right? It'd be the best of both worlds, great wealth with righteousness. If you could choose, that's what you would want, right? But remember, these better than statements are designed where they force us to wrestle with which one matters most. Which one of those would you be willing to give up? Great wealth to have righteousness, or would you give up righteousness and integrity to have great wealth? Obviously, the point of Proverbs here is that righteousness is better. It would be better to have a little and still have righteousness. Righteousness matters most. Right with God and right with others in your dealings. Right? Righteousness matters most. So let's already look at the wisdom we're learning already. Chapter 15, the point was love matters most. Chapter 16, the point is righteousness matters more than stuff. Whether it's food or wealth, there are some things that matter more than stuff. And then look with me at one of my favorite passages in Proverbs. And I lean on this personally in my life as TC and I have dreams come true and not come true, and things slip our grips, but things show up. As we wrestle with all of the issues of stuff and our desires, Proverbs 17:1 means a lot to me. And I'm glad that we get to enjoy this in our home. Look at Proverbs 17:1. It's another better than statement. And we really in our home try, and we have tried for our whole married lives, over 20 years, to live by this. And it's so true in my heart. I hope it's true in yours. Look at 17:1. Better is a dry morsel with quiet. Now, quiet is not like silence. The idea here is peace and quiet. Peace is contrasted with another word, strife. Better is a dry morsel with quiet than a house full of feasting with a bunch of fussing and fighting. Strife. Now of these, which one would you prefer? A dry morsel, but peace at home, and all's good, and it's a place you love to be? Or would you prefer a house full of feasting with strife? Now, you remember, we can roll through these again. You have the four scenarios there. You have dry morsel with peace, or you could have dry morsel and strife. There are some who don't have a lot of food or peace in their homes. You have feasting with strife, but then there are some who have feasting and things are good with one another. Which one would you want? Well, feasting with peace. I'd love to have plenty and peace and be one big happy family. We would love that. But remember, these are better than statements. Which one is better than the other? Which one would you be willing to give up? Feasting for peace, or would you be willing to give up peace in your home for feasting? Which one matters most? It's obvious, isn't it? Peace. There are some things that matter more than stuff, like love, righteousness, and peace, when things are right with those you live with. This is important for us and young adults, young married. I love y'all with all my heart. I'm so proud of how you're following the Lord and you're walking with the Lord and all your crazy schedules. It seems like your jobs and your employments are different in your day than it was in our days. It seems like everything is shift work and it's so challenging and so hard. That you're trying to figure everything out. You're trying to honor the Lord. As you navigate building your lives and putting your lives together, I hope you pay attention to what Proverbs is saying about stuff and the obstacles you run into, maybe in your pursuit of some of those things. I hope Proverbs will lead you to kind of loosen your grip on some of those things and hold them more loosely and see what really matters most, what matters more. When you run into delayed hopes and dreams and aspirations, and you will. When you begin to see that life turned out a little different than you hoped, and you will, you're going to see that. When life turns out to be a little more paycheck to paycheck than it should be after all these years of putting your time in and working? It will. I'm telling you, it's going to hit you. When that grind and that disappointment comes, I hope you remember wisdom about stuff. There are some things that matter more than the stuff that you hoped you would have. Like love and righteousness and peace, especially in your home. I hope you'll remember when you face that disappointment, what matters most? What's better than the thing I wish I had? By God's grace, you may already have what matters most. Again, I want you to understand in these three verses we've looked at, though, what Proverbs is not doing is pitting good things against each other. Proverbs is not saying this is meat versus love and wealth versus righteousness and feasting versus peace, as if meat and wealth and feasting are sinful. It's not saying those things are bad, okay? Get that. It's not saying that meat and wealth and feasting are bad. I don't want you to leave here thinking, well, that stuff, we should run from this. That's not the point of Proverbs. The point of Proverbs is what's better. What matters more? Which of these would you be willing to do without? As for us uniquely here in America, it's not like the American dream and hopes that we have is sinful. But what Proverbs is saying is it is wise to recognize that it is not the most important thing in your time on this earth. We should have a little looser grip on this. And ultimately, as much as you maybe have dreams and desires about how your life is going to be, what Proverbs is doing is saying, will you let that go for a minute and consider another path? Pursue what matters more. It's not wrong to have those things, but it is dangerous to chase those things. Be very careful. Remember, wisdom is about options and paths and ways and choices. The wise one can discern what matters most and choose that path. The wisdom here in Proverbs is in being able to see and understand these better than statements and choose or live accordingly. Are these things reflected in your life? These priorities, are your priorities right? Are you chasing stuff and missing what's most important? Are you living your life? Are you able to make an adjustment, live your life accordingly to these things? I want to ask you, what's better than good? What's better than good? What's best? Are you chasing good things and missing best things? What matters more than stuff? I want you to really think through these three things. And this is just three. Love. It's matters more than stuff. Righteousness and peace. Why is love more valuable? I mean, it's a given, and we could just move on and have a lot shorter sermon. But let's just camp out on each of these that Proverbs is just waving us down. Maybe like holding up big old banners like we used to do. Love. Hey, this is what you want. Love. This matters more than your pole barn. Love. Or your golden doodle. Does love matter most? I want you to think about it. Is it more important than stuff? To love somebody, to be loved by somebody in spite of everything that's wrong with you, to love and to be loved, is that more valuable? Think about to love a friend and to be loved by your friend, to love your family. And be loved by your family. They love you back. What about God? He loved us first and has given us permission to love and enjoy a relationship with Him. It all flows from there. When we have been loved by God, we learn how to love others to the degree that we can even love people we don't want to love. We just do. I don't know why I do. Why? Because God loved me in spite of everything that's wrong with me. Is there anything? I got chill bumps under my coat and it's August. Is there anything more precious than to be loved by God though we are sinners? loved by your family, and everything's good, and to be loved by your friends, and even your church family. If your hopes and dreams and delay, those things are delayed, pay attention to what matters most. Love. What about righteousness? Not just integrity, not just good character, not just, I tell you what, that's a good man right there. Not just that, that's important. But to be a godly man, to be a Christ-like man, a man who has been clothed with Christ's righteousness and is becoming in practice who God has already declared him to be in Christ. Growing to look more and more like Jesus every day. To be righteous, to live rightly before God and before others, to live all of life in the fear of the Lord, caring what God thinks about every detail of my life, the big decisions, the little decisions, and everything in between. To be right when my head hits the pillow at night, I can sleep with a clear conscience, knowing that Jesus paid it all, and I'm loving Him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And even where I fall short, He's got it covered. He gives me permission to dare to try, though I fail. And I'll press on to be more like Him in my pursuit of holiness and righteousness. Man, to know that my sins are covered and my life and my walk is becoming more and more like Christ each day. How encouraging is that? Is that better than stuff? Is that better than houses and land and cars? And all? Yeah, man. The more stuff you have, the more stressed you are when your head hits the pillow. You have love and you have righteousness. When your head hits that pillow, you have peace. You have contentment. Paul said, I've learned contentment in all things, top and bottom, highs and lows, having it all and having nothing. I've learned to be content. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? He understands the wisdom of Proverbs. There are some things that matter more than the highs and lows, the withs and the withouts. It's these things. Love, righteousness. What about peace? Right here in verse 17. Better's a dry morsel with quiet, with that peace and quiet, with just, to use Paul's word, contentment. Are you content? Are you stressed and worried and fretting and chasing and grinding and driving and missing life? You know you're missing out on everything, but you're saying, oh, a little further, a little further, a little further, a little further. And you know you're missing. There's some things that matter more than stuff. Love, righteousness, peace, to be right with others, especially those in your home. Do you love going home? Would you love to be able to love going home? Then you know that peace matters most. I think this is a timely message too. I want to encourage all of you as our country slips into a recession. It's okay. Remember what matters most. The things that money can't buy. This is wisdom about stuff. Hold it loosely. Be willing to do without. Recognize what matters most. Now, I want you to hear me this morning because some of y'all will object. Like if you're in a crisis, if you're in a tight spot, trying to pay your bills, they just came and tried to get your car. There, you may be about to lose your house. The last time we went through a recession, we saw those kind of things happen. And our friends and family and loved ones, we know people who lost a lot of things they needed through a recession, right? I want you to understand what Proverbs is not saying. Proverbs is not saying that your material needs do not matter. They do matter. Proverbs is not saying that material possessions are bad. Our goal this morning is for you to just see and keep in mind, no matter how hard things get, keep in mind what matters more, what matters most. These better than statements show you love is better, righteousness is better, peace is better. And what Proverbs is beginning to bring on into our vision is what Jesus said. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? There are things that matter more than stuff. Do you believe this? Do you agree with this? I think in church, it's easy to agree with good things, and especially when we're saying, like, it's right here, it's right here, it's right here. You believe it. Let me ask you a better question. Does your life reflect this? That you understand the difference between what matters most, that you are mature enough and wise enough to understand what I would be willing to do without and be grateful for what to have what matters more. Does your life reflect this? What are you worrying about? When you woke up this morning, what were you worried about? Was it stuff? What are you working for when you go to work tomorrow? Is it for stuff or something more important? What's waking you up in the middle of the night? Maybe you slept like a baby last night. I get the Sunday scaries on Saturday night. Y'all are scary to stand in front of and talk to. So I had my night last night, but y'all may wake up tonight because Monday's coming. If you wake up in the middle of the night tonight, why? What's waking you up? And I hope, hope the wisdom from Proverbs that there are better thans in this life will help you go right back to sleep. It's okay. It's okay. There are things that matter more than stuff. I asked you, does your life reflect this? Maybe you say, how can it, Alan? No, it doesn't. No, I know it, but my life doesn't reflect it. You got me. How? How can my life reflect and apply and choose the wisdom that Proverbs is putting before me? How can I do it? How can I make this adjustment in my life? There's two ways that Proverbs is drawing out. One is by walking in the way of wisdom. And remember, wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Just trusting the Lord with all your heart and not leaning on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. We read that in Proverbs 3, didn't we? Just walk in the way of wisdom. Just remember Proverbs. How can I make this adjustment with wisdom in my life? Remember Proverbs. There's two ways. There's the way of chasing worldly things, and there's the way of recognizing what matters most and following Christ. The way of folly is this. Listen to me. As you make this adjustment in your life, it's just as practical as those two paths right there on the screen, okay? Here's where the adjustment with wisdom comes in. It's what Proverbs has been teaching us for weeks now. The way of folly is to waste your life pursuing the things that don't matter. It's to give all of your time and energy in pursuing lesser things as most important. It's to fall into the trap of chasing material and worldly things, which is what the American dream becomes far too often. It becomes most important, not just an opportunity. To go the way of folly, to go down that left path there, the way of folly would mean you got the meat, but you still don't have love. It's getting wealth and missing righteousness. It's feasting, but all this fussing and fighting. What a sad thing to succeed in all that, yet fail in life. That's the way of folly. How do we make this adjustment? Walk in the way of wisdom. Take the other path, the way of wisdom. The way of wisdom discerns what matters most. Remember, the way of wisdom is able to recognize the trap, to see the trap that's laid underneath vain worldly pursuits. Remember earlier in Proverbs, we noted that the bird doesn't understand the relationship between the net and the seed on top of it. The way of wisdom can see the seed, ooh, that's good, but can look closer and see the trap are beginning to chase those things. The way of wisdom is able, from Proverbs, able to see the net laid underneath the American dream. Nothing wrong with having these things, but be careful. Can you see the trap, the net that can ensnare you laying underneath? Are you able to discern that no one can serve two masters? And as Jesus said, Are you aware of the fact that we cannot serve God and money? Is your pursuit of stuff turning stuff into your master? Are you pursuing stuff more than you're pursuing holiness? It's the way of wisdom, the fear of the Lord. God, what do you think about what I'm doing? God, what do you think about what I'm stressing about? God, what do you think about what I have? What do you think about what I want? What do you want me to do without, to give away? I need nothing but you, Lord. Show me. I just want to be in step with you. The way of wisdom, fear of the Lord, caring what God thinks versus the way of folly, chasing the stuff that's not important as if it was most important. How sad would it be to succeed in all the wrong ways? How can you make this adjustment in your life? Walk in the way of wisdom the other way, and you can feel the weight of this already, is by walking in the way of Christ. The way of wisdom is the way of Christ. Walking in the way of Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We need to walk the way of Christ. In Him, in Christ, we have access to the Father. In Christ, we have access to the loving relationship we enjoy with the Father. How did the Father love sinners like us? How did He prove His love for us? In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God, the Father, so loved the world, how? In this way, that He gave His only Son. In Christ, we have access to the Father and loving relationship with Him. We're not enemies. We can be His children, calling Him Father. In Christ, we find true love. And so maybe you're here this morning and you're thinking about stuff and you're trying to make good decisions in life because you want your life to turn out and work good, and you're still thinking in materialistic terms. I want you to understand what matters most is your soul. What matters most is your relationship with Jesus. What matters most is, do you know Him? If you don't have Him, you can't know love, you can't know righteousness, you can't know peace. As good as everything may fall, you'll still be empty and missing the things that matter most. They're only found in the Father. And in Christ, we have access to Him, His love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness, and eternal life. So walking in the way of wisdom, fearing the Lord, is actually walking in the way of Christ, following Him. In Him we have access to the Father. In Him we find true love. In Him we receive His righteousness. So even in our efforts to accumulate stuff, sometimes we try to also work real hard to accumulate righteousness. But in Christ, oh, nasty, sinful us is just clothed with His complete, perfect righteousness. And He takes all our nasty garments. They were put on Him when He was nailed to the cross. You don't even have to work to accumulate righteousness. By God's grace, it is a free gift given to those who will turn from their sin and believe in Him for the forgiveness of their sins. God provides all we need, love, righteousness, and peace in Him, and only in Christ will you find the peace that passes all understanding. Listen to me, as sweet as peace in your home would be, peace with God is even greater. And I would say you won't have true peace in your home until you have the peace that passes all understanding that comes from God. I want you to understand, church, contrary to the thinking of this world, this peace we're talking about, true peace does not come from being yourself, being true to yourself. Peace doesn't come from relying on yourself. It doesn't come from pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. This peace that your heart's longing for, that is more valuable than stuff, only comes from walking with Christ and knowing Him as your Lord and Savior. It only comes from denying yourself, dying to self, surrendering to Christ, humbling yourself and coming under His authority and trusting Him to provide for your sin and your needs. How do I make this little adjustment in my life and not get tangled up in these vain pursuits? Turn to Jesus. Trust Him. Let go and entrust Him. Trust Him to provide all you need for your sins and your needs. If If God would not withhold his only son, he'll not withhold any good thing. He knows what we need. If you want to make this little adjustment, trust in him, rest in him. Rest in his atonement for your sins. Rest in his provision for your needs. Able to say, as he taught us to pray, Lord, give me what I need for today. Give me my daily bread. One day at a time. Proverbs has wisdom along these lines as well. Look at it on the screen. Proverbs 30, 8 through 9. This is what it means to pray. Lord, give me my daily bread. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Lord, give me what I need for today. Not so much that I forget you, not so little that I steal and sin against you. But God, give me today what's needful for me, my daily bread. Listen, true peace comes from trusting and resting in Christ. The wisdom that Proverbs gives us in these better than statements, that there are things better than stuff, is just that. That there's something better than stuff. And I want to make it really simple for you. What is more valuable than stuff? What is better than stuff? Christ. Christ. He himself is our treasure and reward. He is God's gift to us. The things in this life that matter most are found in Christ and Christ alone. And this morning, I'd like to close by reading his words to you as you consider these things. Jesus said, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. Let's pray.